You are listening to the Workbench After Hours podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to the Second Amendment, where we talk about firearms, everything going on in the gun community, and we even try a different whiskey every week.
On this week's episode, we discuss Joe Biden and his wonderful knowledge on guns and how he's trying to go after our ammo, because you know, 100 rounds in the chamber is going to do a lot of damage. And if with this panic attack, maybe it's not having to do with so much the gun as much as what's going on in the Middle East. As we're doing this, we're trying Castle and Key Bourbon, and at the end of this, we go a little off topic and start talking about Ghost.
Ooh. Welcome back to episode 92 of the Workbench After Hours podcast, and I'm actually pretty excited about this whiskey Chris is going to tell us about. I've never seen it, haven't really heard about it until I was at a liquor store where I've been finding Buffalo Trace, and I'm like, they tend to get some allocation stuff I've never seen or heard before. They keep it behind the counter. And so I asked him, I'm like, what do you got? And she pulled out this bottle. And just the bottle itself looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really a unique bottle.
What is it called, Chris?
It's called Castle and Key. So I guess it says on the back here, restored to the historic Old Taylor Distillery erected in 1887 with a new vision and promise. The awakening of this legendary bourbon icon enabled us to create a captivating spirits and enduring memories. We craft our spirits with carefully selected grains and unique barrel regimen to thoughtfully produce distinct spirits to our exacting standards. Come raise a glass with us. So it's a small batch. This is barrel number 4, bottle 206. So this is like a very low bottle.
It is.
And it says it's been aged for 4 years.
So on their website, they basically talk about how, you know, this distiller hasn't released anything in 50 years. So this is kind of the first run. They've started the batches being released in 2022. So you had batch 2 through 6 in 2022. And now you have batch 1, 2, and 3 of 2023. This I actually have is batch number
4. Yep.
So yeah. There. Yep. So 4 of 2022. And it's pretty cool. Like, it tells you what batch, what bottle number, and how many years it was aged on the bottle, which is nice. So bottle number 206.
I mean, I'm quite shocked by it. And the top of this thing is freaking heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was going to break something because it's just metal with the cork.
I mean, I was excited to try it, but I'm like, I kind of don't want to open it just because there's a cool bottle on the shelf.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty sweet. Like, yeah. I'm kind of shocked. Like, the quality, it reminded me like of an old like scotch decanter opening it up.
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. So it's, if anything, get it for the bottle because it's cool. It was like $49, I think.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So not bad at all.
It'd be good for just the bottle. Oh, and it's 101 proof.
You're welcome.
So, yeah.
All right. So I'm getting some. See, I'm not getting. Well,
I'm
unless
getting
you take
straight
it really,
proof.
Yeah. Well, don't sniff like.
I'm trying not to.
But I'm getting kind of like, you're getting kind of like a brown sugar.
I'm getting like fruits.
Yep.
Some very fruit, like sweetness. You're getting the brown sugar, your vanilla.
So on their website, brown sugar, dried cherry. There you go. Toasted pecans, clove, orange, and honeysuckle.
I do not get honeysuckle at all.
But yeah, I'm definitely that kind of brown sugar, caramely flavor that you're getting. Yeah. And that's primarily that, a little bit of hints of the fruit and all that fun stuff. So, and it does say the size of the batch was 60 barrels. So it is legitimately a small batch.
Small batch, yeah.
Because we're always wondering when it says small batch, but doesn't say how many barrels, at least this one says 60.
Yeah.
Nice. Hmm. So I give this guy a try.
Oh, I can smell the proof.
It's not, like, it doesn't burn. You know how, like, when you normally have the 100-plus proof, it's like, ooh, it's a little rough?
Yeah, but there is a lot going on.
Okay, I take that back. Now that it's sitting there, my chest is getting a little warm.
It takes a while, but you're not getting that real spice that we're used to with most of our bourbons and whiskey.
Right. Like,
you're not getting that peppery.
No, not at all.
At all.
Not a lot of oaky flavor to it, really.
No.
You're more the, kind of, again, the brown sugar, kind of sweetness up front with some of the the fruits in there. There's a lot of stuff. I got to try another one just because there was a lot.
It's a lot. It's kind of dark, too, for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I'll give you that. It's good. So I'm not disappointed at all. But
I get a little bit of apple. It's very, very minute. But it's not like a sweet apple.
Right.
Like it's more like a Washington red apple or something like that.
It's definitely different from what we've had recently.
Yeah, very much so.
But yeah, now that it's sitting on me, ooh, my chest is getting a little warm. I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah.
Get a little hot. But the taste on their website says molasses, caramel apple, dark cherry, dried apricot, sweet lemon peel, nutty, toasted oak, and allspice.
I don't get the allspice. Like maybe the toasted oak, yeah, you get. I'm not getting caramel apple. I'm getting like more of like a red apple taste or yeah.
Fair enough. Hmm. Yeah. I'm primarily getting up front that molasses caramel. I guess you could say dark cherry. I don't know if I could taste any lemon in there.
I don't get any lemon.
And then the finish is medium finish, dried cherry, brown sugar, and toasted oak. Toasted oak, I don't know.
I can get a little bit of that. Medium finish. Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
okay, there
after the proof, like if you keep the proof straight out of it, yeah, it's a medium finish. It doesn't coat your palate.
Right.
But you do feel the heat in your chest.
Yeah, that it takes a minute to, and then it hits you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I that third sip I just took, I got more of the kind of the darker fruits in there.
Yeah.
Initially, than initial. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. And yeah, so I don't know how readily available these are. Again, this is just something I randomly asked what they had and they pulled it out. So I haven't seen it on a shelf anywhere. I don't know if SLB Drinks has had this on there.
I don't think this is the first time I even heard about this.
Yeah.
So I bet it's not like available to everyone.
Yeah, but it's good. And
I mean, for $40,
right?
Like that's a solid bourbon to me.
Hell, just a bottle.
Yeah, the bottle. I think the bottle is the most, probably the best thing. I mean, it's
a nice bottle to have on your shelf.
I mean, this freaking top. This sounds like a freaking just dud.
Right. I think this is one of those bottles I'll keep once it's empty.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Blanton's bottle over there, just because it's cool.
It's unique. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely, if I come across it again, I'll definitely be buying another one just to have up there. Yeah. There's nothing better than this shelf behind me, actually two shelves behind me with the backlighting of all your whiskey and stuff. And of course what's in the globe, but yeah, so I've, it's nice trying all these different ones, but it's kind of sad because then I open them and
if you like
then
it,
they
like,
slowly get drunk and it's like, well,
time to go to replace it.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And then you find something else like, oh, I don't have to replace it now.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part.
So yeah. Definitely recommend it if you can find it, especially I don't know if I'd pay more than $50 for it. More, I'd say maybe 60 max.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
especially for it being 4 years old.
Yeah, I mean,
that's pretty young.
Yeah, but it's definitely different on your palate compared to most bourbons out there, for sure.
Yeah,
I put this in the realm of like the Johnny Drum on flavor palate and how unique it is.
Yeah, Johnny Drum just. That literally coated your tongue, though, with all that stuff going on. I kind of want to get another bottle and try it.
Yeah.
I had to call Chris. And I'm like, I'm thinking about getting this whiskey, but I don't know if we've had it. I need to keep a list on my phone because I can't remember what we had. I know we had an old Johnny Drum, but I wasn't sure if we had old Bardstown.
I don't know.
That's right next to Johnny Drum. And it looks
identical.
Yeah. Hmm. There was like an Irish whiskey. Apparently we've had. I don't remember. I don't know. We've had so many.
Yeah. I've literally got a list now on my phone of everything I've got at home.
Yeah. I need to go back and listen and see what all we've had and write it down.
Especially with Apple. I tell Siri just to jot it down in a chart in my notes.
Yeah. Maybe you should do that then. So we got a few different topics to talk about today. Kind of some old and new stuff. But the first thing I want to talk about is, I don't know if you remember several podcasts ago now. Do you remember, Chris, when the new Mexico governor said this?
Where some gun rights advocates are fighting to overturn the governor's emergency public health order, temporarily banning the carrying of firearms in public areas in the Albuquerque area. The ban includes residents with open and concealed firearms permits.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, and we had a whole podcast on that and how obviously unconstitutional that was to just completely ban carrying of firearms. And so what happened was that went to a U.S. district judge who actually blocked the bill from basically it becoming in force until they could have a hearing on it. So she probably knew that was going to happen because it was so against your Second Amendment right. But what she did is 2 days later, after that block, the governor changed the law to apply only to playgrounds and parks. So instead of banning carrying guns everywhere like she wanted, she changed it to where you can't carry a gun in a playground or a park. And when she did that, since this is a Democratic judge, the same judge that blocked the initial hearing ruled in favor of her modified one. And because they said it fell under the sensitive places doctrine because she limited it to playgrounds and parks.
That's kind of sketch. Yes. That's kind of sketch, not going to lie.
So those of you that don't know what the sensitive doctrine is, basically it says sensitive places are locations where guns can be prohibited without violating the Second Amendment. Examples would be the schools and government buildings. So you can't, obviously you can't carry a gun in a school or any federal property.
Yeah.
And that's where this kind of tends to fall under. And they approved it. Here's my question. In a lot of, especially inner cities and stuff, where do a lot of drug deals happen?
Parks.
Playgrounds.
Schoolyards.
You think those criminals are going to abide by this?
Probably not.
Rule? They're not, oh, hey, we're going to do a drug deal in our normal spot where we normally do, but
don't bring the guns.
We can't have any guns because the governor did that.
I don't know. That's kind of silly, to be honest. Like, you're still... I understand, like, federal buildings, government buildings, schools. I understand that. And really, I don't agree with the school thing anymore because I know which president made that bill.
Right.
And you're just making it easier for people to become victims.
Yeah. So these places that would fall under that sensitive places doctrine are places you're vulnerable.
Yep.
And those seem to be the places that get hit.
Like, let's say you're at a dog park and a dog that's not trained goes crazy, like a pit bull, and it starts attacking you. Like, you're kind of screwed at that point.
You're hoping people come over and help pull it off of you.
Yeah, good luck. Better hope.
But I'm just thinking, like, so like you're at a park, you know, at night or at dusk, and you're a woman who's...
Well, not only that, some of these parks... There's wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
There's big cats. I've seen a lot of cougars lately on YouTube, like chasing down like hikers and things like that.
Right. And I don't know what New Mexico's parks are like, but I'm assuming since they're kind of in the desert, there is some dangerous.
Oh, there's rattlesnakes, venomous. There. I remember stopping at a rest stop. I think it was in New Mexico. It's like, be careful on your path. Make sure you're on a path at all times and watch your surroundings due to like venomous snakes and scorpions and things like that. I'm like, what?
Just because you're in your park doesn't mean there's not going to be crime.
Yep.
At all. You always hear stories of an attractive lady running through a park and she gets either mugged or hauled off and raped. Just because it's a park and a public place doesn't mean it's safe. And that's usually, like I said, that's where you're vulnerable because these criminals are going to know, hey, they have no way to defend themselves because they can't have a gun here. So guess what? If I go in there and try to attack this lady, she's not going to have a way to fend me off.
Yep.
So it's just, I don't know. I don't agree with it.
If you live there, just don't go to those places. Simple as that.
Stay in the Midwest, apparently, because that's where we're at.
That's weird.
So, and that's kind of any government thing that they do where they try to pass this most ridiculous gun law that is trying to ban everything. They know it's not going to pass. So when it gets blocked, then they go revise it and say, oh, well, we're going to make this more... For safety reasons, we're going to limit it to these places, and then that passes because it seems like it's okay and it's going to be safer.
Like I like to say, like, well, so if you're at the park and the police officers show, is he allowed to carry in there then?
I would imagine this doesn't apply to
why not
law enforcement.
There's criminals in law enforcement too.
Right?
I've seen how many cops get drunk and drive and they get pulled over and I'm all crying about losing their career and they do stuff illegal all the time.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
They work for the city. They work for the governor.
That's BS.
Employees of the governor.
And that's BS.
Yeah.
So you're making up shit.
So that's where they're at on that. Luckily, the whole thing got blocked, but then she did it with parks and playgrounds. And
I understand government buildings, but I was also taught just because it has a sign doesn't mean you have to obey, because they're not really checking you unless they got metal detectors in there.
And so I went in our concealed carry course that I went through back, several years ago now. There's places that will put gun signs up that says no guns allowed, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the places you can ignore, because unless it's the correct sign, then that doesn't apply. It has to be a specific no guns allowed sign. Like there's a specific one for that.
Yeah.
And if they don't have that specific one, then you don't necessarily have to follow that.
Yeah.
Now, if you go in there and they find out you have a gun and ask you to leave, then you have to leave.
Yeah.
But if you're concealed carry,
how are they going to know if you're doing it right?
Yes. Unless you have to use it to protect yourself or them or that business.
Yep.
And then they're going to be like, oh, well.
It's just like that shooting at the mall that one time. They're like, oh, mm-hmm. This guy saved a lot of people because he was trained, well-trained. But they're like, oh, he had no gun signs. He shouldn't have been able. Well, he concealed carry like he's proper.
Yeah.
Saved a bunch of people's lives, was well-rounded and knew what to do. So.
Had he not been there?
Yeah.
A lot more people would have died. And they don't get that. Like they forget that part. They're like, oh, they focus on, oh, he was breaking the law.
Yeah.
He brought a gun to where he wasn't supposed to. And their excuse is he should have waited for law enforcement.
Yeah.
No.
5 to 10 minutes. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's going to take way too long. And
yeah. You have more casualties.
Exactly. So that's where we're at with the New Mexico. That governor just needs to honestly go away.
Yeah.
Like,
I think the whole Democratic Party needs to go away, but that's just me.
That's all of us. So one other thing. So Biden, oh my God, this guy. I'm just going to play this. And this is our president and the people making laws that want to take away your Second Amendment rights. This is just listen.
We have to fully implement the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years and then pass again the assault weapons ban, which Diane and I passed. No excuse. Who in God's name needs a weapon with 100 rounds in a chamber? The weapon's only meant for one thing, to kill people. We did it before. We can do it again. As long as I'm in office, I'm not going to stop till we get it done again.
So if you notice in the background, that was at a human rights thing. So that, why is he bringing this up at a human rights?
I don't know.
And what's funny is, and you've probably seen or heard this from multiple Democratic politicians and a lot from Joe Biden. But AR-15s, I know they look scary and they can hold X amount of rounds and everything like that. But I don't know of a single gun that has 100 rounds in the chamber.
Not unless it's like a Gatling gun with 100 barrels.
Exactly.
That's the only thing.
What gun has 100 rounds in the barrel?
I don't know.
And that aside, how many people that own ARs actually have magazines higher than 30?
There's probably a handful of people.
Yeah, not many.
Yeah. I mean, they're out there, but
we know that, one, they're
heavy.
They're harder to load, and then there's some reliability issues if you go above the standard capacity, and it's just harder to transport and stuff like that. So he keeps coming up with this, you don't need 100 rounds. Most people don't have a 100 round magazine.
No.
Let alone a gun that has a 100 round chamber. I don't know one that exists, but I'd like to see that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So the point here is, one, why is he trying to ban this and talk about all this gun ban at a human rights?
And I'm pretty sure ARs are not assault rifles.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I'm pretty sure AR does not stand for assault rifle. I'm 100% sure of that. I mean, we've talked about this I don't know how many times. It's all over.
Right.
Go. What's the definition of AR? I'm sure maybe Google might have it because of media. But it stands for Arma Light Rifle.
Right. Not assault.
Not assault. Pretty sure assault rifle, I can just hold down multiple rounds. I could probably have 100 rounds come out of the chamber just without pulling it.
you have to have that large magazine, so I don't know.
Yeah. I just pull it once and just keeps going.
But if you listen to the president and all these Democrats, that are wanting to take away your Second Amendment rights, they don't know what they're talking about. Like right there, 100 rounds in a chamber. And there's been other instances where they're saying, you know, he said there's 100 rounds in a bullet or something like that. There were some other things where doesn't make sense. Yeah. And other senators too are the same way. Like they'll say, they'll call the things the wrong thing.
That, and he said it's for killing people. No, it's not.
And he's the same guy that says, get a double barrel shotgun for self-defense. Yeah. Remember that? Yeah. Have a shotgun. So what happened to that? Now that's off the table because that's meant to kill people too.
Yeah. Hell. Puts a lot bigger hole too, depending on how close you are.
Yeah, guns meant to kill people. Yes, but they're also like that's not
their primary use for.
Yeah,
they're there for a lot of other reasons: hunting, sporting. I mean, target practice.
And like we said on last podcast, if the people in Israel would have had a means to protect themselves with those 100 round chambered guns, you know, they would have been well safe.
I don't understand how a government can sit there and try to preach gun control when they gave billions of dollars of our own weapons to the Middle East. If they can't control their own weapons and do things, don't tell me how to fucking control my stuff. Simple as that.
Right?
Double standards. It needs to go away.
It does. So the point I wanted to make with that video is, how can you take advice about laws with respect to the Second Amendment on a topic that they know nothing about? You know, you should, if you're going to make policy or laws about banning this and that, you should know about those items.
Yeah.
Second Amendment or otherwise.
Problem is, they don't even know what the Second Amendment is or what it stands for.
Yeah. Like, they don't know the terms of anything, which pretty much anybody, once you learn about guns, you're going to know. You're going to know the difference between a magazine and a clip. You're going to notice what a chamber is. Like, you don't put 100 rounds in a chamber. The difference, you know, an ammo, a bullet, like all the stuff that they get wrong. It's like, you guys sound like idiots that you're trying to ban all this stuff that you can't actually get right.
Yeah. It's kind of like somebody I know asked me what a level was and what it's used for, but yet they had 30 years of experience.
Right.
Like, really? Come on. Basic stuff.
Yeah.
Basic knowledge. Doesn't take long. Doesn't take a genius to know this stuff. Do your homework so you don't look like an idiot and become a laughingstock.
Yeah. If you're going to try and ban stuff, at least learn the terms of what these things are called. And
not
don't
only that, like, learn basic functions of a weapon that you want to ban. Like, it shoots 100 bullets out of the one chamber. What?
No. That'd be really cool, but no.
You got bullets with 9 different... What? Oh, it drives me nuts.
And again, you know, you would ask anybody that has to use their firearm for self-defense.
That's a lot.
Do you
resort.
Wish you had less ammo? Would you have felt safer, rather had 10 rounds instead of, say, 15?
No.
They're never going to say, yes, I wish I had less rounds. And that's their ultimate goal is, you know, and a lot of the gun stuff Biden's wanting to do, he's wanting to limit you to 8 now for some reason.
I mean,
you think all those people in Israel would have been fine if they had the Second Amendment or something similar and were able to protect themselves, would have been fine with 8 rounds?
No.
Because you never know how many assailants you're going to have, what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You'd rather have as many rounds as possible.
I think they taught us in Scouts to be prepared, right? Mm-hmm. And that means be prepared for the worst. So that's what everyone should be prepared for the worst.
Yeah, and not having a double barrel shotgun for home defense because you're limited to 2 shots and you got to reload.
And hope to God you hit them both and there's only 1 or 2 assailants.
And then you got to somehow have the extra rounds on you to reload too.
You better be proficient at it.
Yes.
Because guess what? When you're in that situation, things happen that you're not used to if you're not trained for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot going on and you're going to be nervous. You're going to be fumbling to do stuff and you're going to miss. Yep. And that's like the guy at the mall, he missed. And luckily he had enough rounds in his magazine to stop the threat, even with as many shots that he missed. And they don't take that into consideration. Yeah. You want to limit us to 8 rounds. Well, that's limit your cops to 8 rounds.
Yeah.
limit your service, Secret Service, to 8 rounds. See how safe you guys feel at that point.
How about this? How about take away all their Secret Service and all their body protection and see what happens? Take away all the weapons. Give them the exact same thing you want.
I guarantee Lead by example.
Yeah. I guarantee they won't.
No, they won't.
I'd be too scared. I think I was watching something.
Oh, wait, because then he'll be like, well, there's still criminals out there. Well, aren't these gun laws made to stop those criminals?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah. If they truly work, it'd work, right?
Exactly. If you make a law that bans guns and you take away the guns of the Secret Service, you should have no problem.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to attack you because
take away from the military,
it's illegal.
Too. Yeah. Take away from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Make a standard. And when we get invaded, we'll know why we're in the predicament, because you broke the Constitution that our forefathers were smart enough to know about. Crazy. Delete history.
Delete history. So kind of on what you were saying with all this money being sent overseas to whether it be Ukraine or Israel now. So if you don't know, so luckily here in, and I've actually driven by this place, Lake City Ammunition Plant in Independence, Missouri,
yep.
About, I don't know, 15 minutes from here or whatever. I've driven by there and it looks freaking badass. Like it is a big compound.
Yeah.
And it is actually owned by the government. So when you go there, it's definitely armed and guarded.
Yeah.
And it looks like an army base.
I'm pretty sure that's because it's Lake City. I think it is the army that owns it, if I remember right.
On here it says the U.S. government, but yeah. It's definitely looks like a military base, but it's an ammo plant in the middle of kind of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have this big, I wanted to go check it out, but it's definitely well guarded and it's big. But so Lake City obviously has a government contract. So Winchester actually produces and sells the ammo that's produced there to the government. So even though that plant is owned by the government, Winchester runs everything out of that. And that one plant supplies 30% of the civilian market for 5.56. Mm-hmm. So anything that's in excess of what the government needs at that time goes to the commercial civilian market.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of the Winchester green tips that you see, 5.56 packs, usually from there. And well, up until recently, ammo has been coming back, you know, hasn't been an issue.
Yep.
Well, what's been happening?
President told him to quit making it.
Yeah. So Lake City,
I can't take your guns, but I can take your ammo that you shoot with those guns.
Lake City announced that they are going to cancel all commercial contracts. So 30% of the civilian market for 5.56 just went away. Like that. Now, does that mean that's, I don't think that's forever. Is it temporarily until this whole Middle East thing goes away?
See, I don't know. Like, that's a weird situation, because if it is truly an army base, I would think that it's going straight for that.
Yes. So a lot of it's probably
government.
Well, here's what sucks is we're probably sending all this ammo that the government, for the government, our army,
yeah,
over to Israel,
yeah,
and Ukraine. Because the army is switching, in the process of switching over from 5.56 to 6.8.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. They're like, oh, we don't no longer need this. Yeah, okay. We see your big picture. You've been trying to get rid of the AR. This is one of the primary rounds for the AR.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. So, Biden wants to obviously ban assault rifles and all this stuff. Well, he hasn't been able to get that done because it's against the Constitution. Why not take away the ammo?
Yeah.
That feeds the tool.
Yeah. Well, the problem is,
you think this,
I think it has something to do with it a little bit. And I also think what's going on over in the Middle East,
right,
is playing a factor too, to be honest. But I think this is their way around, like, oh, I can't get rid of the gun. Let's get rid of the thing that you can fire projectiles out of.
Yeah. Oh, and there just so happens to be a conflict. So we need the ammo for ourselves.
Yeah.
Which I find
it really hard to believe. I mean, we do have overabundance of 5.56. I mean, if that's what our military is, I'm sure we got.
If we have used it for, God, however long.
Yeah, it's been forever, I can think
of. And in the process of transitioning to another round.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure we got an abundance of supply of it, but unless they were, but we also forgot they did give away a lot of ammo, a lot of guns when they just got up and left out, which he said would take months to do if you're going to leave things behind, but apparently you can do it in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this really does have a lot to do with both sides, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're just using the conflict to meet your goal and then do your alternative agendas.
Well, what sucks is, so 30% of that supply is going away for civilians, which is a significant amount. So once I started hearing this, there's been some other big YouTube channels that have made videos about this subject and saying, you know, oh my God, there's going to be an ammo shortage and stuff like this. Well, since those videos have come out, I'm an FFL. So I have access to wholesaler and dealer websites. So I've been checking this week on those websites for 5.56 or even 2.23, all out of stock. So if the suppliers were gun dealers like myself, get the supply and they're out, it's a trickle down effect. So
I bet it's forcing people to go in panic buy again. It's COVID all over again.
Yes. So they probably saw those videos, saw that, you know, Lake City was going to stop the commercial sale. So people started panic buying. And I went to Academy earlier this week just to see, once I found out all my suppliers were out of stock. And Academy has, you know, still a plentiful amount of handgun ammo, like 9mm, stuff like that, and other hunting rounds. But when it got to 223.556, probably about a month or so ago, they had a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And cheap too. Now, the cheapest boxes I found were about just under $13. And there was only one brand and it was running pretty slim.
Yeah.
So I think that's what you're going to start seeing now is 5.56 and even 2.23 now is going to be a little bit harder to come by, except for, like, you can still find obviously the hunting rounds and stuff like that, because those are more expensive. So people tend to buy the cheap stuff, like the green tip ammo.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's only 30% of the market. Where's the other 70%? That's what I want to know.
Right.
I would think if it got to 50%, we should start panicking a little bit, because then I think we're gearing up for something more. But I mean, COVID was probably the worst case scenario for us, because the ammo plant was shutting down to build a new plant and they're moving stuff. So that was probably the worst time for it.
Right.
But now that all the stuff's breaking out over in the Middle East and Russia, Ukraine, and China is looking at Taiwan, if we're really gearing up for something, it'll be more than 30%. Just saying.
Yeah, just something to keep an eye out on. Yeah. Because, you know, it's one of those, like, when there's an ammo shortage and you're like, shit, I wish I had ammo. I need ammo. I need it. And, well, it starts slowly coming back. And once the shelves get stocked, then people are like, oh, well, it's there. I need some, but I'll pick some up later.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get it later. Well, later.
Might be 3 months.
3 months happen, and now there's a conflict somewhere, and now there's less ammo. Yeah. So it's this, like, just a roller coaster of, this happens like all the time. Every so often there's shortages, and it always starts off with this type of stuff. Yeah. Like with COVID, you stop seeing AR rounds and then some other rifle rounds, and all of a sudden the 9mm started disappearing, and then 45, 40, and then all of a sudden, like, it's 6, all gone.
5, 300 Blackout, you're like, what's going on?
It starts off with one caliber, and then all of a sudden they're all gone.
Yeah.
So let's hope this doesn't happen. Like, people don't start panic buying and everything becomes unavailable again.
I think it comes back to being prepared and, like, kind of knowing, like, I know I was there for a while, just buy like one or two boxes, put it to the side. One or two boxes, put it to the side. But I think a lot of people didn't do that. Right. Or they're doing the whole toilet paper and being hoarders.
What I did when I started getting into guns back in 2014, there was an ammo shortage and it was really hard to find 9mm 22s. And so what I did is I started buying the rounds when I saw them and could afford them. And I started, you know, just setting them aside. I would put them in ammo cans and just put it away and forget about it. Well, now I have a decent amount of rounds for the calibers that I have, and that's stored away. Like, that's my, I'll do a video. I have like a really old video on
Doomsday.
Yeah. So I have a shelf in our basement because it's temperature controlled and it stays a constant temperature, and they're all in ammo cans with the silica pack. So there's the debate on, do you store ammo in the boxes or loose? It honestly doesn't freaking matter.
I think I took, since I had so much 223556, I think I literally took them out of all the boxes and put them in big, like, gallon Ziplocs.
Right.
And then try to get as much air out and then seal them.
Yeah. And that's fine. Just throw a silica pack in there. You'll be fine. As long as it's in a cool, dry place, they're not going to get wet or subject to moisture, you're fine. Whether you store them in the box or not. Most of mine, like I said, I have in the boxes for years. It's no issues because they stay airtight and watertight in those ammo cans down there on a shelf that I've overbuilt to hold those ammo cans.
A lot of the military, some of their stuff's like probably 40, 50 years old.
But dude, I bought a, if in 2014 or 15, I bought a crate of two cases of Spam Cam ammo for the Mosin Nagants.
Yep.
And those were made in the probably 30s, maybe 40s, but they were in a sealed Spam Cam. Opened that sucker up and they were all fine.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, and super old ammo, but ammo doesn't expire.
Yeah.
So as long as you store it correctly, it'll last forever. So I've made sure to not take from that stash down there. So anytime I want to, say, go to the range or anything, that's when I'll go to Academy, buy some stuff and go shoot that. Or I'll rotate my stock a little bit if I need to, maybe switch out some older stuff and put some newer boxes down there. But I always keep on hand what I have down there, and if I end up dipping into that stash, I make sure to replenish that.
Yeah.
So in cases like 2021, all that, I'm good. I'm not going to go to the range and use a bunch of it, but in case anything else happens, or, you know, whatever happens and I need to sell some, you can do that. You have that ammo.
Yep.
A lot of people just, oh, I'll buy it next time. Yeah. Well, guess what? Next time now, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, I literally there for a while, I was like, every paycheck I'd go spend, I'd probably $80 to $100 on ammo and just store it to the side.
Yep.
It wasn't too crazy amount. It was still within a budget, I would say. I mean, depending on your budget. But
yeah, everybody's budget's different. Yeah, so bigger the budget, the
better.
Exactly.
The more you can buy, as long as they don't have limits.
And taking advantage of it when the shelves are full and ammo's plentiful available and not a whole lot of people are buying it, that's the time to go buy.
Yep.
Buy it when it's plentiful, because then there's going to be a time when, like now, everybody's panic buying 5.56. It's going to be hard to find. Yep. I really think whatever's available at Academy and some other websites I checked, it's going to be gone pretty quick, especially the cheap stuff.
Yeah.
People are going to see this stuff and they're going to panic buy.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be
back all the COVID.
It's going to be like 30% higher to replenish that.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then also, we got, you know, inflation affecting things too.
Thank God we're not getting taxed on that yet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think people just need to calm down. Don't panic buy. Don't buy all the toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah, don't do that. But just make sure you have enough ammo set aside in the event anything were to happen.
I think what they say is probably 1,000 rounds per caliber is what you would like to have.
It's good. Any Democrat would call that an arsenal.
Yeah, but
I remember my dad saying when I had several guns and a bunch of ammo, and he was like, "Oh my God, my son's got an arsenal." Well, that guy has over a thousand rounds of 5.56 sitting in his apartment now.
Yeah,
like, yeah, who's got the arsenal now?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just try to keep enough plentiful. I know it's harder, especially when you start getting those bigger rounds. It's a lot more pricey.
And the cool thing is, when you go back through your stash that you stored away forever and you look at the boxes, it's funny how the boxes design change so often.
Like the American Eagle ones change.
Yeah, I got some old ones. I got some old, like the Monarch Academy branded ones that are the old school. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But man, I got three ammo cans full of just 22.
Yeah.
Because I would, when there was that 22 shortage, I love shooting it. So my cousin worked at Academy, and I'm like, here's a gift card, or I'd give her cash when I was in town. I'd be like, if you see it, buy it. And I ended up getting a good stash. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep that, because there's going to be another shortage. So when 2020 happened, I had plenty of ammo.
I got a lot of 22. I think that's the most I've gotten in any caliber is a 22.
Yes. Yeah, me too. Which, I mean, it's a fun gun to shoot. You can use it for plinking. You can use it for hunting, like small game. Roots. You can teach your kids when they're a little bit older.
Yeah. That's what we're getting ready to start probably doing with the kids. They got a Red Ryder first, though.
Right.
Daisy.
Yeah. Everybody's got to start on that.
Yeah.
That was my first one.
I mean, Mason did it a little bit at camp, but I want him to actually start focusing and practicing, and then archery, too. He wants to start doing a little bit of bow, which I need to get my bow back out and tune it up again.
Yep. So I've started rewatching The Purge.
Oh, the movies?
Not the movies, the TV show. There's two seasons of a TV show. I was bored. I'm like, I've seen all the movies. I'm like, I saw the first season. I couldn't remember if I saw the second, so I just binge watched the first. It's an interesting thing. As fucked up as people are in the way they kill people in that show, I honestly think that's how it would definitely happen.
Oh, yeah.
The elite rich would do what they do in Purge, and the poor would do exactly what they do. I think that's pretty accurate as to how things would happen. But what would you, like, if that were to happen, like, for one day, everything's legal. I think it's funny. Anything above class 4 weapons is illegal. And, of course, level 10 government officials are off limits, but.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably try to buy as much metal as I could to really, and then I'd weld everything into place. And I'd have, like, layers.
Well, and in the movie and the show, it's like, okay, all that happens during that, 12 hours. And then life goes back to normal. But in reality, who's cleaning up all that shit?
Yeah.
Who's cleaning up all the dead bodies, all the blood, all the gore, all the...
I don't know. I don't know.
And then it's like, oh, you know, you went to work on Friday morning, your boss was there, you were doing whatever, and the next thing you know, your boss is dead. Got killed on Purge.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
What happens then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's
a revolving door, pretty much.
Yeah.
That point, I'd find a way to build some type of shelter underground so deep that you can get to.
I know it's for entertainment purposes only, but it gets you thinking. It's like, well, shit, like, how would this actually affect your day to day? Like,
if that were to happen,
because a lot of people die, and it would definitely change your day to day moving forward after that. It would,
Shoot, look at January 6th. They're having PTSD over that. Imagine that. Fuck.
Right?
All these kids with anxiety because they get called the wrong pronouns and things like that.
They burn down buildings and stuff like that, and everything gets set on fire, and there's no emergency services for those 12 hours. So you're going to have...
It's going to be chaos.
Yeah.
Literal chaos.
And then all of a sudden the sirens go off and everything goes back to normal.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you and I were just killing each other. I was cutting off your hand, but the siren went off. So, let me help you up.
Yeah.
We'll stitch that up for you. I'll get you next year.
Okay. You're like John Wick.
Right? I don't know. I just saw, I'm like, man, this is what I would do. This is gear I would have. They have the, a lot of the houses, if they can afford it on the show or movie, have the security system, but there's ways around that.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you like were a planner and you know people, you'd find ways just for that day.
Especially if you're somebody that installs that software.
That, or you have a grudge.
Oh, yeah.
Or they have something you don't, but you want it really, really bad, you know?
Hey, you could steal stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That's legal.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, though.
That's your Black Friday right there.
Yeah.
On an 80-inch TV, I'm going to go get me one.
Fuck that. Just go to an autonomous zone waiting for the Democrats to have...
Right.
That's pretty much what it was. It's the Purge.
Yeah.
If you think about it, yeah.
Yeah. That was funny. I was like, man, I definitely have an AR strapped to me all the time.
I think I wouldn't just have an AR at that point. I think.
They say like, so class 3 weapons are legal. So which is full auto.
Yeah. So at that
point. So are they easier to get at that point?
It's either that or people are making them.
Which is pretty easy.
Well, if you can break in and take things, you can go break into a SWAT army bases and things like that. It's a little scary. Take over a naval ship.
I would imagine, and somehow or way that those would be off limits.
I would think so, but you know those people will be gutsy as hell.
I wouldn't be fucking with that.
Yeah.
Like, what'd you do?
Done.
Well, what's to say, like, shoulder, you know, sailors on board don't have a grudge against each other.
Yeah.
I mean, they could
kill each other and throw them overboard.
Exactly.
Chop liver. Whoop. Shark bait.
Did you get a Purple Heart for that one?
No. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, technically, that's not combat.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that'd be really weird.
Mm-hmm. That would. Like, it
what
would
if they
suck.
Only did it in like one country but not another? Would you move out of this? Out of that country?
I would.
For that week or something, or that day.
Completely, I would. So if I was thinking, I was like, man, because no other country in that show does.
Yeah, except for the US. Purge,
the new founding fathers or whatever.
Yeah.
I would honestly move out of the U.S. and never come back.
Yeah,
I'd be like, screw that. One day, I know it's 12 hours a year, but I don't want to deal with that at all.
Yep.
I would move to, I don't know,
Iceland or something.
Somewhere that's not going to happen.
Europe, Germany, that's probably where I go.
Yeah. Spain. I've also been watching The Pacific.
I don't think I watched that.
So Band of Brothers came out on HBO a long time ago, and yeah. I watched that several times. It's really good. But there was another series called The Pacific by Tom Hanks and the same creators of Band of Brothers. And it's instead of being in, you know, Normandy and all that stuff, it's the guys that were stuck in the Pacific fighting the Japs.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty dang good.
I bet. Like,
it's, man, those guys, it's like you're screwed either way. Like in Germany, I mean, you're dealing with like winter and all these harsh conditions, but in the Pacific, you're dealing like people, like there was a dude that committed suicide because it just nonstop rained. And they had so many health issues with all of that rain, not being able to dry out. It's like, you don't think about that. Yeah, these guys are getting sent to a tropical island and all this, but you have to deal with things you're not accustomed to.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be crazy. Like, just reading up on some of these past world wars is ridiculous.
Those guys had a way more balls and courage than anybody in our generation.
I would for sure.
You know, World War II, you had people that were pissed off, like young guys that were pissed off they couldn't enlist for, you know, a health reason or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, finding ways around it.
Exactly. That you wouldn't have that today.
No, people would be, I can't do that.
I register as a non-violent, so I can't go do anything.
Well, too bad you just got drafted. Good luck.
No, I'm sure there were a lot of people that tried to get out of it, but for the majority of people were for, because, you know, we got attacked at Pearl Harbor, so people were like, hey, no, I want to go serve our country, and I don't think if World War III were to come, where it happened, I don't think it would be anything like World War II.
No.
Not just like the war fighting, but like people volunteering to go to war and serve our country, I don't think we would get that.
I don't think so. They already say the numbers are down, which is sad. Like, need to change your tactics. But I don't know. I don't think I would ever want to do World War I trench warfare.
No. Oh, no.
I think that'd be the worst. I think World War II would be fun because you got air and actual dogfights and things like that.
I don't know if it'd be fun after watching some of those shows.
Yeah,
people just get blown up and what they have to go through. And you're limited to, I mean, they still back then had like M1 Garands and stuff like that. But it's like, nah.
The dogfighting and that was mostly by air and sea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that war was, out of all the wars, that'd probably be the war I'd want to do. I don't want to be in a trench. I'll guarantee that.
No. And the weapons that they had back then, too. It's like,
gruesome, like getting stabbed if you ran out. Like, ugh.
And that's one thing with the Japs. I mean, they had bayonets and they would sneak up on you.
Yeah.
And they would.
Yeah.
Freaking.
Yeah.
And the Japanese, I mean, they were committed.
Yeah.
Like, they were going to die trying to kill you. Like, they had no second thoughts.
Yep.
Like, they were there.
Fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and a lot of them would, like, if they got hurt or whatever and they're laying on the ground, they would have a hidden grenade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suicide. Oh, you come roll them over, boom. Not only did they die,
you die.
But they got you. Yeah. They got the enemy.
Yep. It's crazy. Like, some of the, like,
it's crazy to think about that, how we were in a war with both the Japanese at the Pearl Harbor, but also the whole thing with like Hitler and Germany and everything. It was, if you think about it, it's like, it was such
a big war,
Like, oh my God, like how did.
Like you're divide and conquer pretty much. You got Navy go after the Japanese and you're sending everybody else over here in the Europe.
It's like that, that logistics of that would be insane. A nightmare.
Yeah.
And trying to keep track of everybody, because like you look and see after the battle, they collect all the wounded and dead and stuff like that. But realistically, how many people weren't recovered and how do you keep track of that?
Yeah, that'd be the hardest
especially
part.
Back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have computers or anything like that. Like, how do you keep track of every single soldier?
Yeah, it'd be hard. I don't think they got everybody. There's no way. That's just nuts.
Yeah.
Mass burnings, mass graves, like.
Phew. Yeah, you could take dog tags off somebody, but if they got blown to bits and.
Yeah, you got pieces, like.
Head got blown off, where's their dog tags?
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. And obviously I like guns from that era because I collect a lot of World War II stuff. But man, that's different times back then.
Yeah, a lot different. Technology was starting to kind of go and bloom.
We talked about with Joe, like if we were to ever go back in time, where would it be? I would definitely be just post-war because that's when everything started taking off. Yep. You had everybody coming home from the war, so everybody was buying houses and the cars back then. I just like the style.
The futuristic winged cars.
The 50s and early 60s. I love all that style.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome.
I don't know. I do like the 50s, 60s, and then late 60 cars.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be there for the late 60s, 70s, but.
But I like the cars from that little late 60s, early 70s.
Then you had that Vietnam War that was, you know, a whole different story.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to think about the impact that this could have right now, what's going on, and the implications.
Yeah, we talked about Israel, the Holy Land. I mean, they're talking the prophecies about that. Who knows?
Yeah, it's nuts.
But this has the potential to be not, I mean, it's a big deal, but real, like not a big deal, like in quickly, but it has the potential to be the next World War III. If Iran gets involved and then everybody who backs everybody else gets it could be bad.
And then
you got obviously Russia with Ukraine backed by freaking China. And
China's eyeing Taiwan right now, so. Yeah,
it's a little scary times.
The makings are there.
So it's also like, well, maybe you should stock up on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, that and with our, I keep seeing videos of the border, how they're just a bunch of 25 to 30 olds coming in, no children, no wives, no nothing.
Yeah.
And it gets you thinking like, why are they over here? Why are they the only one? Why aren't they bringing their whole family up?
Was it the last podcast or the podcast before we talked about that? How these open borders could allow these.
Yeah, I think it was the last one.
These sleeper cells in.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it takes one thing to trigger them, and then they're activated, and you're going to have terrorist attacks on soil.
Yep. And like I saw another video, semi trucks just going through the border. They're just waving them through. I'm like, what is that? What are in these big giant trailers that these semis are bringing through?
Were they coming into the U.S.?
Yeah, coming into the U.S. They're just waving them through.
Maybe they had avocados. I don't know.
Dude, it looked like big. I mean, these aren't like your normal trailers. They're like double stacked.
Well, Biden already, he's already activated, 2,000 troops for, to be on alert for Israel. And then he sent two aircraft carrier.
Yeah, he's got two aircrafts over in the Middle East somewhere. Aircraft carriers, but man,
how many of those do we have?
I don't know. They've decommed a lot of ships in the last 5 years. Like the class that I was on, the cruiser class, they pretty much decommed the whole that whole fleet of cruisers
because they were outdated.
They're saying they're outdated, but I don't believe so. Like we just spent, I know when I was there, my ship, they did a lot of updates on it and they're doing it to all of them. And that was not even 10 years ago. And now they're all gone. It's like, what was all those updates that we did? What was that for?
Right.
Like, we're not coming out with all these ships to replace them. What are we doing?
It's all fucking drones and stuff now, man.
It's crazy, though. Because that, my ship, I know, it was a cruiser. So we were, my first deployment, we were there to protect the aircraft carrier. And we were watching them fly jets in and out all night long in the Middle East. And I was like, you know what they're doing. But, and then like the second one was more of like, we were out independent deployment. And we were trying to, with our allies, promote like missiles and things like that, and having bases there to help protect not just them, but us. And it's like, what the heck? Like, it's crazy. The politics and the foreign policies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's nuts. But I was just like, why are they decomming so many ships and they're not coming out with new ones that are better that can do this?
Don't know.
Yeah, it's scary. We used to be the most powerful Navy in the fleet or in the world, and China is now that, which is scary.
Exactly.
Got to have that naval presence. That's why we have the Navy.
Yeah. First line of defense right there.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to send them to, if we were ever to potentially get invaded, they got to go to both coasts because guns are very
limited.
Limited there. So,
yeah.
Midwest.
We do have two big bases over there, but
yeah,
I don't know how many ships are on them anymore. But aircraft carriers, that, and I was watching another video on like the Raptors, mm-hmm. how they're already starting to phase those out for the next aircraft. And it's like, these things just came out. It seemed like, well, what are we doing?
Yeah, they obviously, a lot of it's going to be the next, you know, World War III's going to be less troops on the ground and more
technology,
drones and stuff like that. But I mean, again, we say that, but look at Ukraine. There's a ton of troops on the ground. Yep. So who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Yep. I think a lot of
stuff. But luckily we have those assault weapons with 1,000-round chambers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Sure we do.
Because we're going to win with those.
I'm pretty sure the government's going to be asking us for those if they don't have them.
Oh, well, Biden says we have them. Like, we civilians have those. Yeah, uh-huh. Sure, so the military's got to have them, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure.
Man, he obviously looked not healthy in that speech.
A lot of his stuff.
And anymore. That was a recent speech, too. It's not like we just pulled that old one. That was a recent one.
I didn't get to watch the one today. I wanted to watch that one.
I didn't watch it. What was that?
He was over in Israel.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of people storming our embassy in Lebanon. So I was like, why are we sending him over there?
Get rid of him. Peace out. We should have sent him and Kamal over there and
start from scratch.
Get Trump in as a Speaker of the House and he's third in line, right?
Yep. He takes over as president.
Right.
Ooh. That'd be funny.
It would suck, though, because then it would only be for the remaining
year and a half. But then he could go because he didn't get elected, remember?
True.
So he could technically run the next year and a half and then get reelected. So he could technically have a 5.5-year term.
Be interesting to see, or it would have been interesting to see, if you were to compare what would have happened with all of this had Trump been in office. Because he was
Well, we had peace. He also put out there, like, you mess with us and you're going to pay.
And he got out of that Iran deal because it was ridiculous. Yep. And what do? We sent, $6 billion over there. And now all of a sudden, nobody in the government is talking about that because they realize they effed up.
Well, that, and did you hear, I don't know, like at work, I get like the red alerts, like that comes across like the news feeds all the time. And it was like, the U.S. told Iran that they could not use this in the war. It's like, you already gave them the fucking money. Yeah. What do you think they're going to do with it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can't use that for the war. So,
okay. Yeah, we won't. We won't. Don't worry. Yeah. We got other. We're fine.
Like, what are you going to do? Go over there and audit them? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It came across my thing and I'm like, are we serious right now? Like, what?
Idiots.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are telling us we have 100-round chambers.
Yeah. I was like, what in the world?
Yes.
That showed up, and I was like, shaking my head at work.
Man, election's going to be interesting because obviously they're trying everything possible not to have Trump run. And that was what Biden said.
We're going to do everything we can to stop him.
And they're doing it. And so it's like, okay.
Yeah, but he's leading the polls so much. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you're not going to stop it. Everyone sees through your stuff now.
So if it comes down to him and Biden, with everything going on and everything that's happened and the way they've painted Trump and kind of put him in the corner and made him look like the bad guy criminal, do you think...
But there's so much stuff that we can prove to show that he was better and he...
But do you think the left will...
They'll find a way, just like they did this last time. All of a sudden, there's going to be 6 million votes and not one for Trump that came through the mail or from a deceased person.
But who do you think... All right, so say Trump is just in too much legal stuff that he can't actually get enough for the primaries. Who do you think is the next...
I don't think there is anybody.
You don't think Ron DeSantis or that... what's that little young guy, the...
No.
I can never pronounce his name.
He's too much like... what we have now. If you go and like listen to his speeches, it's the exact same stuff that Obama was saying.
The little
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I don't know his name.
But he's like he's a businessman,
right?
Yeah,
he's
literally repeating everything Obama did and said. And his, if you go back, there's been like clips of him showing like what Obama said, and then he's saying like the exact same thing.
As far as what?
Like everything. Like, everything he's saying pretty much is what Obama said.
Even though he's a Republican?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm like, hold up, red flag.
All right.
So, I just...
I wouldn't mind seeing... I know she tried, I don't know if it was one or two elections ago, but Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Out of Hawaii. Watch a lot of her stuff. She was a Democrat turned Republican.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting election. And it's going to be very important, I think, for the U.S. as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So. Both. Just that and Second Amendment, too.
Everything, yeah. I think this is...
Obviously, his main priority is to ban all these legally owned guns and everything like that.
Yeah, because the crazy thing, since I got my new phone, I was going through like old photos trying to delete.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like sitting there going, oh my God, we're getting ready to do all this all over again.
Oh, I am not looking forward to all those commercials.
Oh, I'm not either.
There is nothing worse than all those political commercials. It's like, oh my God, just
stop. Oh, I can think of one. Hi, my name's Becky. I'm calling with your senior benefits.
Oh, I'm getting calls from Sharice Davids already.
Yeah, so am I.
Like, what the hell? Like,
I got one the other day, but I keep getting one for Becky for my senior benefits.
Boy, you do look old.
Well, today I actually picked it up and like talked to him, got to the through the thing, and the guy's talking to me. He's like, so what's your name? I was like, Enrique. He's like, what? I was like, Enrique. And he's like, how do you spell that? And I started spelling it, and I was like, oh, I don't forget. I'm forgetting. My dementia's starting to kick back in. He's like, are you able to make self-sound decisions? Yes, I can. I'm on my own.
I think so.
Yeah. He's like, how old are you? I was like, 75. I was like, if you're going to waste my time, I'm going to waste yours. And now I got another one. Now it's like, oh, my name's Emily with senior benefits, but it's always Becky. And all of a sudden now I got an Emily one. I picked up and I was like, your name's Emily? I'm like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's so much better to have an Emily than a Becky.
Maybe it's because of all this gray hair you got going on here, Chris. I don't know. See all that?
Yeah.
That white shirt makes it stand out a little bit more.
It's like a baby blue.
Yeah. I guess it is. The lighting makes it look a little white.
Yeah, so I was like, man, I was just messing with this guy. I was like, how old are you? I was like trying to reverse it back onto them.
See, I would love to do that, but I'm afraid to answer the phone and say anything because you hear a lot of those stories of the AI, and all they need you to do is say
yes or
a couple words, and then bam, gotcha.
But I told him, oh, my name's Enrique. I'm 75.
Maybe I need to answer with an accent.
Yeah.
Because I get literally calls all day, every day.
Yep. I always get it. My name's Becky from Senior Benefits. Hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. I even like my work phone, I used to get one like every 20 minutes. And I went back through one of my like Instagram's reels I said, and it said to enter this on your phone. I did it, and it got down to like one or two, but now they're starting to ramp back up.
Like, it's
I'm so tired of the
literally
calls.
Like if I open up my phone, the amount of spam calls, 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. 5, 6 today.
Yeah. It's awesome. Ridiculous.
Awesome.
I like that or I'll be like, oh, can I get that in Braille? What? Braille. I'm blind, you idiot. Like, I try to mess with them as much as I can now.
I like messing with those guys that Jehovah's Witnesses that come door to door.
I thought I had one coming to my door this last weekend, but it was an actual church that gave me a Bible and everything.
I told one guy one time, I'm like, he started going off, and I'm like, I'm an atheist.
Just start messing with him.
Yeah, Marie got mad at me. I'm like, what? I'm just messing with the guy. I mean, it's funny. It's entertaining for me anyway. Yeah.
You're going to waste my time. I'm going to waste yours. Simple as that.
Exactly. That's the quickest way to get them to go away, right? Yep. Say, I'm an atheist.
Yep.
No. Ooh, bad guy.
What is your name? My name's Lucifer. I want to watch that show really bad, Lucifer.
I haven't seen it.
I keep seeing like little shorts of it. It looks really good.
It's been out. It's been out a while ago.
Yeah. It looks good. They're talking about rebooting Suits. Did you see that?
I saw that.
I was like, ooh.
So I am on season 9. I'm having a hard time finishing season 9 because once honestly, Mike and Rachel left.
Yeah, that was hard for me.
It's never the same.
Nope.
But have you seen season 9 at all?
Nope. Like I,
should once I say
I got,
anything?
I got to like season 8, like episode 3 or 4, and I was like, they ruined it.
Should I say anything?
Or I don't care.
Okay. So season 9, Mike comes back.
Good.
But it's against
Harvey.
Ugh. So Rachel is probably never going to come back because she's the whole royal thing, even though not part of the royal family anymore. But anyway, so he comes back in season 9, but they're trying to fight for this firm, and you can see how it can go either way. So I'm interested. I need to finish it to see how it ends and how they would bring it back. Because everybody is, I mean, that show was a long time ago.
I mean, they had flip phones back then.
Exactly. So who are they going to bring back?
Yeah.
Jessica Pearson got disbarred.
Yeah.
And they tried to do a spinoff show, but that only lasted one season. So I'd be interested to see how they.
Yeah, it was hard for me to watch like season 8 because Mike and them were gone. I was like, it changed the show completely.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like, they try to make it play out the same way and have some crazy stuff happens, but it's just still not the same.
Yeah. I like having Mike because he was a fucking baller.
Yeah. I mean, he was in episode 1, season 1. And yeah. That's.
He grew the whole thing.
Exactly.
You can't just take the main character and kill him and then come out the following season.
So I wonder if he'll come back or Harvey will come back.
I hope so. We let the little ones watch Poltergeist this weekend.
The original?
Yeah. The original.
Oh my God. They're never going to sleep.
Ryder wants to keep watching it because it had a tornado in it. It didn't bother him.
Poltergeist?
Yeah.
I had nightmares for... Yeah. I still have nightmares from that original one.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is worse than the most recent one that's come out.
Yeah, I can't find that one. I wanted to watch it and see how different it was.
Dude, that...
It didn't affect him at all.
That's messed up.
Yeah. He's like, Dad, I want to watch that movie with the tornado and the kid gets eaten by the tree. Poltergeist? I was like, Poltergeist? Yeah, let's watch that. Because we said if he could sit through that, he could watch Child's Play because he keeps wanting to say, I want to watch Chucky.
Oh, Chucky would be way easier to watch because it's just a doll that murders people.
Yeah.
Poltergeist is fucked up.
Yeah. So, but that HBO's got a like Chucky series.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if I mean,
I don't know. I might try to watch it, but he wants to watch Child's Play, and I was like, I don't know. I want to make him watch Nightmare on Elm Street more than anything.
I remember, so when I was younger, like that age, and even Mason's age, I wasn't allowed to watch that stuff at home, but I'd go over to a friend's house and
watch it.
Yeah, watch it. And saw Leprechaun, like the first one, the very first one with Jennifer Aniston. Dude, that freaked me the hell out. And then we watched Poltergeist too. And I'm telling you, I had nightmares for I don't know how long. Like that show is just Like I mean, watching it now is like, all right, the graphics were terrible and it was
but back then that was state of the art for us.
And it's like, man, this is like that shit happens and it's like this is like that girl died.
Yeah.
That's
That's crazy.
And then they did a couple other ones that I saw and scared the crap out of me. And I just remember being that age and seeing movies my parents didn't want to even watch.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah. I know why.
I remember my mom made me watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
I've never seen any of those.
With Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Yeah, and I was terrified.
I've seen all the Jason movies, but those are like, you don't see anything.
Like, you gotta think. Freaking Freddy Krueger attacks you when you're sleeping.
Right.
So, like, you're afraid to go to sleep at that point. So, I don't know.
I think those were a little more gorier than the Jason movies.
Yeah.
Jason stabs you with a knife, whatever. Yeah. Unless you have the Rob Zombie version.
And
it's a little more gory. Did you ever watch any of those Rob Zombie movies?
Like Corpse of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. All those are fucked up.
Yeah, they are. A Thousand Corpses.
Like the last one that came out right as that clown guy died in real life, 31.
Yeah.
My wife loves those. And anything by Blumhouse, she loves. And I'm like, man, those are like, those don't mess with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, I'll watch this, but then I got to watch something like a comedy afterwards. Just because if I watch that and I go to bed, that's all I think about. So I'm like, at least if I watch, like, say, Wedding Crashers after that. Yeah,
I don't know. Like, I'm the ones that really get me are the ones that are based on true stories. Mm-hmm. That's what really fucks with me. Like, holy crap. Like, Amityville for a while got to me. And then The Conjurings and Annabelle.
Oh, The Conjurings. Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, they're good. Like, I'll watch those because they're good. Yeah. And I like those actors. But
to think that that's based on true events, like.
It's like, ooh, fuck.
Yeah. Like the Conjuring House, I would love to go to.
Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
Let's go.
Nope, because you don't know what could possibly attach to you and you bring him back. Nope, I'm not risking that.
You gotta do a cleanse before and after.
Nope.
Yeah, I want to do it.
Then but you're not,
never. You can go do a paranormal investigation there.
Nope.
I think we should have them vote if we should go do this.
Nope.
If you vote yes, put it down in the comments that we should go do this.
If we do that, you're getting a motorcycle.
Okay.
Nope.
So I guess I'm never getting a motorcycle, people. You heard it here.
Nope. Not going to happen.
I would be more
scared. Maria would be more than willing to go.
I'd be more scared to go to Ed and Lorraine's museum.
Where they have all those artifacts?
Yep.
It's not in the house?
No, it's like on the outside. They got like a little...
Oh, in the movie, it's in their basement.
Well, it's a guest house that's attached to their house.
Either.
Yeah.
Either way, I wouldn't want anywhere near that property.
Yeah.
Nope.
Because Rural Annabelle's there. She's the scariest one.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Dude, let's go see the new Nun movie then.
I saw the first one in the theaters.
Yeah.
It was okay.
The Nun, and then they got the, oh, was it Conjuring 2, I think it's in 2. Yeah, we should go see that.
Or we could watch The Elf. Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
My wife is all about Halloween. I'm more of a Christmas guy.
I like both.
Like, I'm like, hey.
I like watching scary stuff, though.
I don't mind scary stuff. It's the, what I hate is the, just the actual, like, fucked up, gory shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember watching The Hills Have Eyes, like the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I couldn't sleep for days after that.
Joe and I would sit there and watch Amityville and that all the time in the dorms.
Like, even, like, I watched Hills Have Eyes with my dad, and he even said, like, dude, I could not, that fucked me up for a couple days. I could not sleep at all. Just because it's not scary. It's just messed up.
It's kind of, have you seen The Descent?
I don't think so. Don't
like the women are going, they go down in a cave.
I don't think so.
Oh man, you need to watch that.
The Descent?
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy.
All right.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Those, and my wife doesn't like watching, at least in our house, watching like the Exorcist movies. Just because we're Catholic and that,
yeah, you know,
that we don't want to bring any of that into the house.
It's crazy. I watched those.
I don't like those
Pope's Exorcist.
Freak me the shit out. I want to see that because I like Russell Crowe.
It was good. It was really good. It's fucked up, but it's good. I liked it. It didn't give me like nightmares, but it's based off true events. Like he's actually like talking about the life of the Pope. Pope.
There was a time at our old house that her and I were both sleeping, and this happened on two occasions. my buddy who swore up and down he had something following him was staying at our house. And one night I was sleeping and literally I woke up to what felt like somebody grabbing my foot and trying to pull me out of bed. And then I'm like, I woke up, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I felt that. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm sitting there trying to, my wife's sleeping, and I'm like, all right, I made it up, whatever, and tried to convince myself that was me and not what happened. And the next day or two, I told my wife of that, and she's like, it's funny you say that, because the night before, I think she said, it felt like something was like
grabbing
her feet. I'm like, we're moving.
See, that happened to me at our house in Pitt.
Like, we're moving.
It happened to me up at Pitt at that house. And I thought it was Kat because it was in the middle of the day. And I fell asleep. And I thought she came over and did it. And I woke up, but no one was in the house. And I was like, what in the world? I was like, am I fucking dreaming? Like, was that real? Because it literally was like a full yank and slid me out of the bed. I'm like, what the hell? Who's fucking with me? I thought maybe Alan was fucking with me or Joe.
Right.
But none of them were there. No one was there. I was like, what in the fuck? But I always hated sitting downstairs by myself on that couch because I always felt like someone was watching me upstairs.
Right. Yeah. That house was creepy.
Like, I felt like a little girl or something was like watching me upstairs.
If I was home alone, I never came out of my bedroom.
Yeah. It was weird. And I always felt like somebody was watching
in
that house. That was weird.
After that whole thing happened, and it was a little while after that. So my dog's like, I don't know what was weird with that house. There was an addition where our master bedroom was, and my grandma would come over, and she's very religious, and she would, you know, go. She's one of those people like, I feel something that's not good here, and like that happened at my aunt's house. And when she was in KCK, she walked in and was like, something evil here, can't do it. And then my aunt told us stories about how she was in a basement. She could hear like what sounded like kids or something running across the floor. And she went upstairs, and obviously she lived alone. Nobody was home. And then like drapes would be moved and stuff like that. So that house was haunted. My grandma felt it. Well, she came over to our last house one time and was like, walked through the hallway, and she's like, I feel something and it's not good. I'm like, awesome. Thanks. Then that whole thing happened, and then all of a sudden, like at night, like our dogs would just start staring in the hallway and just kind of like barking and growling at it. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this is creepy as hell.
Sage.
Right. And then one night, like all of a sudden it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, kind of a thing.
Witching hour.
Right. And then for whatever reason, like they had to go out. Like they were barking and wanted, I'm like, I don't want to do this, but fine. So they run out of the bedroom, and I'm like kind of hesitant walking out to let them out outside, which is weird because they both never had to go in the middle of the night. And so I walked out into the living room, and I swear to God, I got like all of a sudden chills, and I felt like, and then we had issues with the lights in the living room just randomly turning on. Like we would go to bed, and I knew I went to bed and they were off, and then I'd wake up the next morning and they'd be on. So that already freaked me out. And so obviously walk out and the lights on. I'm like, what the hell? And then I just feel like this cold chill over me. And I feel like not like one, but like a lot of things were watching me.
Yeah.
As I was walking through the kitchen into the dining room to let them out, like I felt like I was being watched by a lot of stuff. And I let them out and it was cold. And I ran outside. I'm like, fuck this. I was so freaked the hell out. I ran outside with them, and I'm like, all right, now I have to somehow go back to our bedroom. So I literally let the dogs in and I ran to our bedroom, shut the door, got in bed. And I was like sitting there shaking because I was like freaked the hell out. My wife's like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, our house is haunted. We're moving. Like I've never felt that before, but it's literally scared the crap out of me.
Now, there's been a couple of times like that. I've had instances like at Pitt, at McCray Hall, I was practicing one night. And like the practice rooms had windows on their doors. So you could see people every once in a while. I was sitting there practicing. I swear I just see like at the corner of my eye, like I just see a peripheral, like a shadow. It was just like they were running back and forth. I'm like, what the hell? I was like, okay, I'm going to the restroom. And so the restroom's on the other side of the freaking place. So I go over there, go to the restroom. I start hearing banging and stuff. And I was like, okay, maybe someone's over here in the percussion side. So I went over there. No one's there. I'm like, what the world? So I go back to the practice room, sitting there practicing. And it happens like four or five more times. I was like, all right, I'm done. And so I pack all my stuff up. I'm starting to go downstairs because it's on the third floor. Mm-hmm. And I swear a shadow jumped out at me on the stairs. I've just started leaping stair to stair to stair. And I got out of there as fast as I could. And like, I told someone the next day, like, oh yeah, that happens to me all the time. Didn't you know this place is haunted? I was like, what?
Screw that.
Yeah. They're like, I don't ever come here at night. I was like, oh, that's good to know. I will never be doing that again. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, sometimes the organ will just start playing there too. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah. Nope. Like at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was here one night practicing. I was like, why are you there at 2 o'clock in the morning? First off, like, right. Oh, I wanted to practice. I was like, fuck that. And like, yeah, I heard the organ. No one's there. It's like, no, I'm done. I'm good. I'm never playing there again at night.
Nope. I'm good.
Not least unless someone's there with me. But it literally it was like a full fledged shadow jumped out at me as I was coming down the stairs. And I was like, oh hell no. And I just started jumping like five steps at a time. I was so terrified. I got out of there as fast as I could.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this. I'm done. Nope.
Yep. So I'm like, you know, some of these like poltergeist type movies, I'm like, no,
I don't know. I believe in all that stuff. So
exactly.
It's crazy.
Well, with Halloween coming up, you know.
Yep. Got to get in the spirit. Start watching them.
Exactly. Well, we should probably wrap this one up. We've gone a little over.
Yeah. Over our hour topic mark. A little bit.
Just a little bit. All right, so I know they're not behind us, but if you've seen any of our podcasts previously with the tactical wall, mod wall panels behind us, go check out their website and use code BST10 for 10% off. Not only do they have those mod walls to show your Second Amendment to your, you know, whatever, your man cave, your office like we have here, your garage.
Podcast.
Exactly. They also have cool concealment options as well that are really cool, like the mirrors and concealment shells. So check them out. BST10 for 10% off. I kind of messed that up, but my part's over. So now, Chris, it's your part.
Remember, this is a YouTube podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and tickle that bell. If you're listening on any other platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of those awesome listening devices, remember to hit that follow. And with that one, have a good one.